Kedistam afilo poro barocha b'mashma. But usually when the Torah says the word of a gedi, of a kid, it doesn't only mean a goat. Rodin, it means a cow, it means a rochel also. So the Mora says, v'leilef minei, let's learn out from over here. Then no, want to learn out better from over here? So just like gedi over here only means izim, maybe you are din by bos v'chol avos, it only means izim. Maybe only goats you can't cook with meat, but maybe other behemoths you could. But the more of an elephant name. Mora says no, cost of korachrin, it says another pasuk. It says, v'yes oiros gedi izim. Another pasuk says, the skins of the kid of goats. So kan again, the diik is kan gedi izim. Only over here does the pasuk mean to say gedi kids of goats. Ha'komokim shinam gedi, wherever the Torah says the word gedi stam, afilu poro v'rochel v'mashma, it even means a cow and a rochel, a sheep also. So Mora says no, v'leilef minei again, let's learn out from here also. It says here gedi izim, maybe all over also. Wherever it says the word gedi, it means izim, and not other behemoths. So Mora says no. So heavy lu shneik sum aboy kiecha. There's two psukim coming together, and the klal usually is v'chol shneik sum aboy kiecha. Then you have two psukim coming together. Ain malam, you can learn out. You don't learn out from here. So there are two psukim teaching us only here. The Torah says gedi izim. Mash from other places, wherever the Torah just says the word gedi, it does not only mean of izim of goats, but it means to include all animals. So where it says depends, that's a machlekes. Honey yichalamandiyah may malam, you don't learn out. Elamandiyah may malam, no, even though the Torah says it twice, still you can learn out from here. May yichalamem, what can you say? Let's learn out from over here that when the Torah says gedi, it means izim, and not other animals. Samara says, no, I'll tell you, tre mutik siv, it says two mutim over here. It says izim and it says ho izim. It says gedi ho izim. So it's as if to say, like it says it three times, and everybody agrees, then we say, you kid, don't learn out from it. Rashi says, hey dichtir b'chol chad mutahu. So if it was a special miyit, only here does it mean gedi izim. But on the place in Echlami, gedi, stam means all behemoths. Omar Shmuel says like this, gedi l'rabba says hachelev, that the fat also has a locha like basar, and you're not allowed to cook up the fat and milk, will also be an issa, basar b'cholev, on the fat and the milk. Rashi says that Sunsi Shmuel is going to make six drushes here, even though really there are only three psukim. So Sunsi, another drush he makes is gedi l'rabba says hamesa, even though the behemoth is mace, still there's an issa, Bosa b'cholav. Rashi says a meisa shim bisho bosa nevela b'cholav v'yochlu oivim mishu bosa b'cholav also. Even though usually we say ain yisachal issa, but kan was the issa radichal of nevela. So the Torah says there's a special posa to be marbrit. Says zol ban a chelav and a behem of a meisa also the issa bosa b'cholav. Now gedi is the rabbi says hashlil. That even the shlil, even the fetus, also is an issa of a basa b'cholof. Now, gedi lohitzi es adam, it comes to exclude the blood. There's no issa basa b'cholof on dam. If you cook up the blood with milk, you don't have an issa basa b'cholof. Lohitzi es adam, gedi lohitzi es hashilya. That the afterbirth also there's no issa basa b'cholav on the shilya, and gedi loitzi yasa tameya. Gedi is also on the basa behema tameya. There's no issa basa b'cholav. Then we say the pasuk says b'cholav l'svasher gedi b'cholav b'cholav imoy. So we dashim v'loy b'cholav zocher. There's only issa basa b'cholav on the cholav the milk that comes out of an akeva, but not that comes out of a zocher. Rashi says, let's say the zocher, the male, had a little bit milk there from the dodim. So still, Rashi says, in the case in Nishtan, a case where the animal changed and the male has dodim, has others there, that there is some milk, there's no issim deraisa. That's called v'loy b'cholov zocher. Then again we darshin b'cholov imoy, v'loy b'cholov shruta. And not if you shechted the animal, then after you shechted the mother, then the milk comes out. There's no issa deraisa on that milk. And again, b'cholav imoy, we darshin v'loy b'cholav tameya, and not the cholav of a behema tameya. There's no issa deraisa of cooking up meat with milk that came out of a behema or tamei. So there's the question, Hotlosig Gliksiv, it only says three times the word Gdi. V'yanan Shishadashin and Shmuel here made six drushes. How can you make six drushes, six, from only three psukim? So Mer says, Ksava Shmuel holds like this, that really all over Issa Chalalissa. He holds all over Issa Chalalissa. And if you don't need a pasuk to say, L'cholav, V'lei L'meisa, you don't need a pasuk to say, Techelav is also. You don't need a pasuk to say, N'meisa is also. Because Trita, therefore, V'yissa Chelav U'meisa Michad Kro Nafki, learn that from one pasuk. But Kloyma, Mahu Kro, the Yos L'gufei, Nafki, from the one that comes L'gufei for itself, you learn that also, that even though it's Nevela, or even though it's Chelav, so what? Still there'll be an Issa, Basa L'cholav. Because he owes all over Issa Chalalissa, you don't need a special pasuk for this. Dam nami lav gediu. Dam also you'll need a special pasuk. Blood is pshita. There's no issa basa v'cholav on blood because blood is not called basa. The Torah only said it's also the basa shaboy, not dam. So that also you do not need a pasuk. The shul yinami, the afterbirth, is also pshita. It's also pirsha b'yamhu. That's also stam junk. So it's also pshita, there's no issa d'oraisa to cook that up with milk. If so, poshtalu tre, you're only left over with two. So chad, one is l'rabbis as a shlil, one is l'rabbis, the shlil, the fetus, there isn't issa bosa b'cholav on that, and the chad l'mutri behema t'meya, and one comes teach us that only behema t'meya is there in issa bosa b'cholav, and not on the meat of a behema t'meya. So that's the three drushes, three gedinim. One's the gufei, one's l'rabbis as a shlil, and one's lamuta yabhema tameya. So Mer says, is it true what you're saying? Vesova Shmuel is the chalalist, is that true? I've all my Shmuel, Shmuel himself says, Mishum Reb Lozo, that minayin l'koyin tamei, shochol truma tameya, shein of a misa. How do we know a koyin that's tamei? If he eats truma, that's tameya. He is not chayiv misa. Shinem and the Pesach says, l'meisa boy ki yichaluhu, that if you eat truma tameya, yichayiv misa b'dei shemayim. It's only prat lezu shemecholales v'yamedes. Prat lezu that this truma was already tmeya from before. But since it was already tmeya from before, therefore not chayiv misa. Russian is a mesa boy biyercho truma betumas gufay. That's talking about where only the kohen is tamei, but the truma itself is Torah. So prat lezu where the truma itself is tmeya. Why? Russian says alma lo yosi issa tumas aguf. In the case that first the truma was ready to meya first, so then Isra Asay, if you teed it, and then even though you became Tomei, we say, Ein Isra Chalissa, therefore you're not Chayiv Misa. So here you see, Shmuel holds Ein Isra Chalissa. So Mer says, the boy said, one thing else I can answer you is, Bialma Isra Chalissa, usually Shmuel holds from Isra Chalissa. Vishani Yosem Oviyah, the miyat rachmanu mesa boy. Here's a special miyat to say that you're not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim if you eat truma that's tameya. He boys him if you want I can answer you biyal maksav shmuel ein esachalis. Usually all zein esachalis. But a shani yach a truma is different. The riba rachmanu gedi. There's an extra pasuk to say gedi to say here you chayiv. No, not a truma. I mean here by gedi to say that you chayiv. So really Rashi it's kashtachur. What do you mean to the rabbi to gdi? We don't have an extra postex to gdi for this. But call upon him, Mor says, Shani yachod the ribu rachmoni gdi. We voice him, we want to get into you, hodi day hod rabbi. What he is saying, so we're saying, the name of his rabbi. Rashi lagrib, loz the shamal yel, shmul mishmai, lechot oni mishum ploini, lo shum mipiv el mipi acherim. So the name of his rabbi, but he himself could hold, Issa chalal Issa. The other more says, "Boy, minei rav achtavoy barami mirav." Yeshua this, "I'm a vashu becholav gedi shloyeniko mahu." So I said, "This cow did not give birth yet, and still it has some milk. So what's the loch of that milk? Is that milk also to cook up with meat or not?" Omalei mid yitzroch lishmul meim becholav imer lo becholav zochor zochud lo yos lechlaleim. Avol hay kivon to bol lechlaleim also. Here the Vatas saw that this milk is called milk and a biyosa. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Yes, holding by the bottom here in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the days, the bottom of the Gemara again, the last shayla was that boy minei ravach tovoy barami mirav hamavashel b'chol of gedi shloyeniko Let's say you have the milk that came out of a kid, but the kid did not nurse it, did not give birth. So it's not the normal milk that comes out, but it's the milk of a female. Just as the milk, like before it gave birth, it has a little bit of milk. She took that milk and cooked up meat with it. What's the lochamal? Is it also midi rice or not? What's the shayla? Omelis, he said back to him like this, that midi itzrech li Shmuel l'meima. Since Shmuel had a darshim before, b'chol of imoy, v'loy b'chol of zochor, that there's no isidi rice on the milk coming out of a male. But the milk mashma though, zochoru d'loyosel chlalein. Only the milk coming out of a male, even a tzadat, the male would have milk, there does no isidi raisa. Because the male can't become a mother, can't give birth. Avalhai, but this female over here is pregnant already. Kiv on the ball, the chlalaim, since it's going to give birth soon. Also, this milk is called milk, even though the milk came out before it gave birth, before the baby started to nurse. But still it's called milk, and it should be also. So that's the answer then. Pshita, there would be an issa, bosa, b'cholov, on such milk. It will learn like this. Hamavashol cholov or chelev b'cholov. You cook up fat and milk together. So what's the locho? Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Asi. It's machlekes. Chadom aloika. One says you get malchus for this bishul. Now it's mamish chelev, fat is cold like meat, and the benissa derisa to cook up meat and milk. The chadom and aloika, one says no, you do not get malchus, there's no malchus for this. What's the shayla over here? Lema, let's say, the machleket says like this. To man the yom aloika, the one that says you get malchus for cooking up chela and milk, ksavri, he holds isa chalalisa. The isa is chalalisa. O man the yom ain aloika, ksavri, he holds no ain isa chalalisa. That the isa of bosa b'cholav is not going to be chal upon the chelav. And therefore, Rashi said, le nofik mikro, you don't learn out from this posik. Because legufei, leinofik mikro legufei, or kro yisair less, they don't have an extra posuk of the rebuye. So therefore, since the old ain yisachal lisa, there's no isabos of a cholav on chelav. And Rashi speaks out, the shayla here is not about cooking. The havamina right now is about a chelav, eat it. If you eat this chelav that was cooked with milk, do you get malchus for bos of a cholav or not? So that's what Moshe said, let's say the machlekes says, whether you say yisachal lisa. Versus loy, the kulu yama, both of them hold ein isa chalalisa. Everybody holds no. The isa bosa b'chol is not going to be chal upon the isa upon the chel of the fat. And achilo kulu yama loy pligi loloki. And ichnami, if you eat this chelav that was cooked up in milk, everybody agrees you will not get malchus because ein isa chalalisa. You won't get malchus of bosa b'cholov. You'll only get malchus reading chelav. Ki pligi is a machlekes over here. Abishol, if you cook up the chelav, this fat, with the milk, man the yom aloika chadi suruhu, it's one issa, and therefore you get malchus for it. Mean to say that basar and chelav is the same issa, so therefore you get malchus for cooking up chelav and milk. But a man the yom, the one that says no, ain't aloika, you don't get malchus, and here it can't be because of ain't issa chalissa, because there's no other issa of cooking up the two things together, it's only the issa basar the chelav. So why don't you get malchus? He holds lahochi therefore after rachmona leachilu b'loshin bishul. The Torah took out loshin achilu over here. We gave it into a loshin of a bishul. Why? That